Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
The Queen is here for her regular appearance. We have some serious items to get to. How are you, by the way?
I am disturbed.
Okay. You start first. Why are you disturbed?
There's just so much going on right now. Like, I can't get over one thing before something else happens. I am watching this NBA mafia basketball situation, and I'm reading the stories about Chauncey Billups, somebody that, you know, is a head coach in the NBA, and, you know, this guy who's a former Cleveland Cavaliers player who's a friend of LeBron, and how they're talking to the mob and they're scamming people and phishing, and it's so disturbing. It's like these guys made $27 million, $41 million in one lifetime. And that wasn't enough money to keep you from scamming? How much money do you need?
Exactly. And talking to people since this broke after the show yesterday, there are a lot of people telling me this isn't done.
And there
could be some big names. And Pablo Torre, who's really, really a very good reporter, has been ahead of a lot of things. He even raised the name of someone who was at one of these poker games. That name is Kevin Garnett. Now, that wasn't an indictment of Kevin. That wasn't saying there's criminality, but awareness of these games. And so you can have people went to the games and had no idea. And as someone who spent a lot of time around Kevin, I hope that's 100% true, that he knew nothing about it. But who else went to these games? That if Chauncey's guilty, another guy I know well who I like a lot, but if Chauncey is guilty, did he bring other people in? Did they know? Did they not know? And you got the mafia, you got the two stories, you got people who are involved in the poker part of it, you got people involved in the betting part of it, you got Damon Jones, who is this kind of coach, not coach, who might be involved in both, and then might be tipping people off about LeBron injuries. I don't want to say this is the tip of the iceberg, but right now, after reading good reporting and talking to other people, I think there's more to come. I don't think there's any doubt about it.
And, you know, it is really sad, but you have to be so super careful about who you associate with. Like, who are you hanging with? Like, where are you going? Watch your steps, order your steps, because you know, you don't know what is coming down the pipe. You don't know how people are out here in these streets moving. And, you know, my heart is heavy because, you know, I saw the story about Jonathan Weinhagen.
Let's go there because I know you know him well.
Yeah. I know him very well. And that broke my heart to read that. You know, this is a father and a man with children, one of them with severe special needs. This is a man who, when I was getting a small business award in Washington, D.C., surprised me, flew to D.C., was there with me, and then took my family out to dinner after and took me to the King statue so I could show Dr. King my award. I mean, you know, he was
I remember
there with me
talking
when I started
you.
Black Entrepreneurs Day. It was just, it's just, my heart is heavy.
You talked to me the next day how the two of you stayed out late, went everywhere, and what a backer he is. And let's just sum this up again if people don't know. Among other responsibilities, he's the ex-president of the Minneapolis Regional Chamber of Commerce. He was in federal court yesterday, 5-count fraud indictment, alleging he abused his position in the company to carry out a fraud scheme. Led the chamber beginning in 16, resigned suddenly last year after internal investigation was launched in the organization's finances. The probe later revealed that $290,000 was missing. The charges alleged, there's more here, stole more than $200,000 from the chamber by entering into contracts with a consulting company he made up, used an alias. Prosecutors say Weinhagen steered money from the contracts into a bank account he opened under the fake name. Now, here's where it just gets disgusting if this part is proven true. Federal prosecutors also charge Weinhagen with mail fraud, citing money he allegedly stole that was meant to raise reward money, for a series of then unsolved shootings in 2021 that struck, wait for it, 3 young children. The indictment says the Chamber of Commerce, where he's working, donated $30,000 to Crime Stoppers to bolster the efforts of any information. The rewards remain unclaimed a year later. At that point, Weinhagen asked for the $30,000 back, requested the refund be sent to his home address, which he falsely claimed was the chamber's new address. He converted the reward money into his own funds and used it for personal purchases. If true, that is disgusting.
It tore me to pieces this morning. Read some of the stories. One of them had the, you know, court records and paperwork on it. And I, you know, just kind of skimmed through those and it just tore my heart up, you know. And I think about, you know, you're saying how, you know, did Kevin Garnett know about it? If he was there, you know, what was his involvement? And I'm like, you know, we got friends and people that we know and love that we spend time with. And, you know, we want to think and believe the best of everybody, especially if they're in our company. Right. Like we don't, hang out with everybody. Like
right.
Everybody don't come to my house and any partner who come to my house, not going to pee here. But if I'm spending time with you, then that means that I really love and care about you.
Yes.
And so it just, you know, I'm thinking about his children. Like, how do they go to school today? I'm thinking about his wife. Like, how does she show up for her company and her business today? Like, it's just so much fallout. You know, the parents, the in-laws, the friends, the family members. Like, you know, it just doesn't impact or affect one person. And, you know, I had a meeting with, you know, my accountant today, and I told her, look, if I bring you some too-good-to-be-true deals, I'm going to need you to shut me down. I'm going to need you to not let me do business with anybody unless we have a legitimate contract and that person is on the up and up. We're asking for your insurance information, your licensure information. We're checking to make sure that you are in good standing with the Secretary of State. We're checking your BBB rating. Like, if I'm in partnership with anybody from this day forward, I'm just going to do a little bit more digging and a little bit more checking, because as a black woman in business out here in these streets, I have to be above board, and I can't continue to have a business and do business in this state and you know, as an African American woman, unless people can trust me. And you know, we are getting to a point where nobody cares about trust anymore. People don't want to be held accountable. Folks want to do just kind of whatever it is that they want to do, and you know, don't have any kind of judgment against them because of it. And that's just not how the world works.
Well,
how the real world
right.
works.
And you make such a great point. Let's use both examples. Let's say Kevin just went to the card game, had absolutely, positively, unequivocally, no idea what's going on. If that's the truth, and maybe it is, then anybody who's timed that is wrong. I just raised it and even tweeted it because KG is such a big name still here in town. And it's the same thing with you. Now, you can have someone who you think is an advocate, who faces similar challenges with the child, with health issues, and you can spend some time with them. That doesn't mean you're going to their house, you're going through their records. And we try to do this too much. And sometimes people lie and say, oh, I'm really not with the person where there was a connection. But other times you're like, wait a second. Because maybe I socialized with this person once or twice, or we work tangentially in a business, you think I should know every single thing they did wrong? That's just people waiting to pounce. And that's sad.
Yeah. You sleep with people and don't know they're cheating. So, Hirsch, you know, you don't really know what people are doing outside of, you know, how they show up and present to you. And, you know, we, you know, and all of us, I think the majority of people, we show up every day to try to do our best. We show up every day to try to make an honest living, to provide for our family, to be good human beings out here in this world. And there are going to be some bad actors. There are going to be some people who try to take advantage of us. But it just seemed like this week there was more of that and less of the good guys. And, you know, when it came down and the indictment was out and, you know, all the reporting started happening, you know, about my friend Jonathan Weinhagen. After, you know, I mean, I grew up loving the Bad Boys. Joe Dumars is from my father's hometown of Lake Charles, Louisiana.
That's
and
right.
So, yeah. You know, we loved, you know, watching, you know, Detroit and just became fans. And so when the next generation of Bad Boys came along, the Chauncey and, you know, all of those guys, you know, we just, you know, continued our love affair with the city of Detroit and that team. And so, you know, and Chauncey being a black male hick, coach, you know, and a father and a, you know, a leader in his community, that just, you know, that just hurt my heart. And then to have this other thing come up and backdoor that. So it's just been heavy. Like, I don't even really know how to describe it.
Let's do this. Let's pause. I want to get to special education. What's going on with the government shutdown? And since Donald Trump, for whatever reason, is just intent on ending the Department of Education, and a lot of Republicans have felt like this should have been shut down a long time ago, turning it over to the states. Well, if the money's the exact same, I get it. I just I'm not convinced the money's the same. But if the Department of Education is shut down, who might be in charge of special education? That person frightens me. Let's talk about that when we come back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore.
Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The pursuit by the Trump administration of ending the Department of Education continues, including looking for a new agency to oversee special education programs. Okay. So then, you know, I read this story the other day, and among the agencies that they're looking at that would now be in charge of special education funding, the Department of Health and Human Services, that is led by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a man who has, in my opinion, lied about autism, lied about vaccines, has offered up dismissive and cruel comments about autism. I'm not faulting, anyway, let me be clear, a genuine, medically driven, scientific search for what is causing autism. What I get from Texter Shillette is acting like this hasn't been going on every single day already. And all of a sudden, Bobby Kennedy is just started to do it. This has been going on for decades. And he cites studies which either have little backing, causation, correlation, or have been disproven. And the thought of this guy in charge of our special education funding should concern every person, whether you're like the two of us involved in special education, or you just have some compassion, because I trust him in this area. Zero. None.
Well, zero, I think, is a little too high.
Yep.
We should go like negative 25, negative 20. And, you know, there is no system of checks and balances with this administration. Kind of anything goes. You know, one day there's a rule and then one day there's not a rule. One day there's a policy and procedure, and another day there's no procedures whatsoever. You just kind of go for what you know. And the one thing I know about special education is that there has to be consistency. There has to be uniformity. You know, those programs and procedures that the tax dollars pay for need to be the same across the board, whether your child is living in Texas, Minnesota, Louisiana, or Arkansas. You know, there has to be some accommodations for them so that they can go from just surviving to thriving. And when you have somebody in that leadership role who does not have that type of experience, who's never been an educator, who doesn't know, who seems like they don't have the capacity to even understand or learn, then that person should not be in any way touching anything that has anything to do with a special needs child and their education or education, period. How about that?
Well, and then we have the issue of the amount of money, right? And again, the federal government never comes close to living up to their legal burden, ever. And just to point it out, the administration right now is looking to axe another department. The affected office administers $15 billion under the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act. So we have this agency set up which never has lived up to what they're required to do.
Mm-mm.
So then states have to step in, and then this state is no different than the other 49 states, where there are districts where they are exemplary with special education funding, with teachers, with the dialogue with parents, and there are others where they're either overwhelmed or, let me just be blunt, as someone who looked around, Kathleen and I looked around a little bit before we decided where he was going to go, they were incompetent. Incompetent also, like you said, was zero. That's to be kind. And so when we're talking about a different agency and whether the money stays, and I get it, we don't have enough people like the two of us speaking out about this. I have spoken to Governor Walz about it, Governor Dayton about it, Governor Plenty about it every time. Not every time, but whenever they involved in an education conversation, when they were governor, I would bring it up. They go, yep, I got to do that. They wouldn't step up enough because Walz was involved with cutting in our state too. It is sad. Mm-hmm. It is sad because, you know, we did not sign up for our children to be in the positions that they are at an intellectual level. But we're also, in a way that I cannot word properly enough, so incredibly fortunate to have the four kids that we have combined who have who need special education. I would not know how to live another day in my life if I did not know that I have Quint in my life. He changed my life. He changed my career totally. I never, ever would have ended up here at the station, ever. But thank God I will give up everything I lost out professionally for every second, every moment I have with my son, who is my hero.
And, you know, parents already are stressed and strapped. And this is one thing we don't have to worry about. We shouldn't have to worry about. You know, we shouldn't have to be concerned that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is going to be in charge of our children's special education. Target got 1,800 people that's about to lose a job. You know, unemployment rate for black women is through the roof. There's so much going on in the world today that that ought not be something that we add to our plate. And the fact that they're going about creating problems that aren't there. Listen, if you want to give it back to the states, that's fine. Don't give it to this dude. This dude is not the one. He is not capable and or competent, and he doesn't want to be educated about what needs to happen to take care of kids with special needs. And so it's just frustrating that of all the things that parents who have kids with special education have to look out for, whether it is food, medically compromised, immunocompromised, making sure they don't get bullied, making sure they, you know, have all the accessibility things that they need at school and out in community. Now we got to worry about this. It's too much. It's like they're pushing every person right now to the brink of wanting to just jump off the damn house.
Last thing on a lighter note, Dave, let's play the game. And I don't want any reaction from you yet, Shaletta. Dave, yes or no, will Shaletta host her own show tomorrow? What's your guess?
I think she's on tomorrow. I think she will host the show.
I'm a no. I think the laughing and chuckling encouraged me. That was my answer already, but I now feel very confident that I am correct. Wow. And I also feel like she has no plans and just doesn't want to do the show.
I will be there tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I am yes.
Are you actually hosting the show or are you picking something
up? I know I am hosting the show. I should be picking up my picture that they tore off the wall. I still haven't found it. But I am hosting my show, and I'm trying to get Hannibal Buress on because, you know, we've got the Land of 10,000 Laughs going on this weekend. So I'm going to see Leslie Jones tonight. Hannibal Buress is going to be at Pantages tomorrow. So I'm working with Dale Stark over at Hennepin Theater Trust to see if I can't get Hannibal on my show. So that's why I'm showing up, because I think I may be talking to Hannibal Buress tomorrow.
Okay.
I got it.
In other words, so we can get some clicks, we can get some newsletter, maybe even some tickets.
Meet the celebrity.
The guy
who took down Bill Cosby.
He did. I was going to remind people.
He really did.
He was saying it year after year after year after year, and finally people started listening to him. And then, oh, my God, the stuff we found out about Bill Cosby. Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Still unbelievable. All right. Love you.
Love ya.
Have a great day.
All right. You too, buddy.
Shaletta, right here on CCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I mean, it has everything. Has the music. Has Rochelle. And also has a comment that Rochelle has said to, I'm guessing, Dave, 800 people, keep somehow going professionally. You're wasting my time. Answer the damn question. You're wasting my time. Yeah. So good. So I was telling Dave off air, Rochelle Olson, Star Tribune, Cheers and Jeers, John Schuster, Coldwell Banker Hotline. I saw a note a couple days ago where there's this restaurant in Georgetown, Cafe Milano. And one night, different parties, not all together at this restaurant, Rochelle, Joe Biden and whoever was in the Biden circle, Barack Obama in his circle, and three cabinet secretaries. That the same night, that's a heavyweight restaurant.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is recent?
This week.
Wow.
This
I'm trying
week.
To think what would be the local
equivalent. That's what I'm going. So in this case, you'd need like Plenty, Dean Phillips. Well, no, Dean. We like Dean. It's got to be even higher than Dean, right?
Dayton,
and then Bobo's in the Walls office in St. Paul.
Circle, yeah.
Are they at the St. Paul Grill? Are they?
Is it? Meritage? Does it have to be St. Paul? Though I mean, I've been out to dinner. I've seen high ranking Walls staffers out to dinner in Minneapolis.
Whoa.
But I don't know. I think there might be a better. I don't know. St. Paul Grill. Hard to say.
All right. Text me 651-461-9226. What restaurant in the state do you see the most celebrities? Like most celebrities in the state. Because Greater Minnesota, I mean, think about that little, I know you've probably never heard of it. It's this town where a few people go to in the summer. It's called, is it Brainerd?
How do I say it again?
Brainard.
Oh, my gosh.
Brainard. Every other big name star like you has like a 7,500 square foot compound. Some of us just believe in the metro area and stay in here, but you and, you know, the hoi polloi go up there and hang out. You know?
Are you talking, when you say you, are you talking to me?
You.
No, I don't. I'm not going to fight traffic to get somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm just going to chill out in my backyard, such as it is.
I mean, wouldn't it just be terrible to have a cabin and to have to go up there every time? Kids are mad. Traffic's bad. Mosquitoes are bad. House is broken down.
You've got to mow the lawn. You've got to put the dock in. You've got to take the dock out.
No.
You've got to eat. So much work.
I'd rather spend the weekend at Guantanamo Bay than have a cabin. Now, a friend, and every couple years, but you got to go up there like Thursday afternoon and come back like Monday afternoon. Because this might shock you. 94 around Maple Grove is going to be, they'll be undergoing construction like they are forever.
Well, 94 or 35, it's like, it's bumper to bumper.
Well, at least,
as you say in the biz.
Yeah, at least 35 headed to Duluth. We got some lanes there. We need, you know, and it appears the 94 Maple Grove headed towards Brainerd. We're always working on adding lanes. I don't ever see those lanes appearing. That's
Dude, it's there's 95. I live in St. Paul, and as I often like to do, go to the Mill City Farmers Market on Saturday. But I'm not going to be able. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it this weekend because 94 has got partial closures in both directions, and road construction. I tell you.
It's
causing logistical problems for my farmer's market trip.
This summer has been a fiasco. When Rochelle Olson goes to this excellent farmer's market, what are you most likely to pick up?
Well, it's a routine. I go straight for the tomato guy, Nistler Tomatoes, right there at the he's the first. The first vendor.
Dave, go ahead. Right. Hold on. Dave's got to chime
as you're
in.
You're approaching.
Dave's got to chime in. Go ahead, Dave. Tell her what you think of tomatoes.
Oh, fresh tomatoes on their own are disgusting.
Yeah. Did you hear that?
Oh, no, Dave, no. To me, they're like the one of the best things in the whole world.
Oh, my God.
Calm down.
What do you mean disgusting? Calm down.
I mean,
let me guess. You're okay with them like blended up with a bunch of sugar and put on a pizza crust or something like that? Is that what you're saying?
Any sort of tomato sauce is good. If you have tomato in like a bruschetta thing, I can absolutely go with that. But people that just slice up a tomato and eat it plain, get out of here.
She just said tomatoes. What did you say? One of the greatest things on the planet? I mean,
I love them. A tomato? Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, what are you eating on your bruschetta if not fresh, diced, sliced tomato?
Well, I think Dave said it's on a bruschetta.
Yeah, I can deal with that. You got some other herbs, maybe, you know, obviously the crust, whatever, the crostini.
Yeah. Now, I just have this image. You walking around your 10,000 square foot mansion, and she's just biting the tomato like it's an apple.
Just dripping everywhere.
And it's dripping everywhere.
Well, no, come on. I mean, there's usually, let's be honest, there's usually bread involved. I'm not just...
Well, if it's greatest thing ever, it doesn't need an accoutrement. I mean, it's
just... that's not true. Sometimes the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. I mean, that's not true.
Okay, so... And I like tomatoes better than Dave, but not. I don't just have them scattered around the house.
What does Dave eat? I mean, if you don't eat tomatoes, why are you even alive?
That's kind of rough.
Wow, shots fired in this relationship. Why is Dave put that in the
Never
Twitter?
Never playing your open again.
The tweet, Rochelle Olson says to Dave Arrogant, why are you even alive? I mean, that's why we have you on the show. Dave, if you go... to a fine farmer's market, what's your first go-to?
Yeah, good question.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, it obviously depends on the time of the year. I mean, is it apple season? I'm perusing
right now,
the apples.
You're gonna go tomorrow, October 24th.
I'm going gourd hunting.
Gourd hunting.
Yes.
I picked up squash the other day.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you do? You bake yourself some squash? What kind of squash are you? You put
acorn.
A bunch of brown sugar on there?
Sure, you can do all of that. We've had some squash soup in the house this
week. A little squash spaghetti.
Tremendous.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Squash spaghetti is very good.
No, it's not. It's terrible.
What?
Oh,
just load up on your carbs. I mean, why don't you just explode from your carbs? You know, Rochelle's right. Why are you alive?
Why don't you just explode from your carbs?
All right, let's pause. Let's pause. We have a number of topics out there for the listeners to, as Luke Donald would say, contribute. Not contribute, contribute. I love that one. Where is the restaurant most likely to see the la-di-das? Where are they? And what, this time of year, what do you need to get at the farmer's market? What is your first call at the farmer's market? 651-461-9226. I got another one. Over, under, Rochelle Olson has 27 tomatoes a day. Over, under. Are you over or under here on CCO? Here's a good suggestion for the farmer's market. First farmer's market destination is the marijuana tent. Fresh pick weed right off the plant. Why not?
Is this true? Is that true?
I have not had a chance to go to a farmer's market where they're providing the marijuana. I don't think that is legal in the state of Minnesota.
I don't think so either.
No. I got to go vegetables right away. I got to, and it ties to the season. It was summer. I can't get enough corn on the cob. Give me the corn on the cob. Right now, I think Dave's nailed the gourd. You know, plus we carved some pumpkins 2 weeks ago. It looks like there was a nuclear attack on our pumpkins. We carved the pumpkins too early. too early on the pumpkins. Now, on the restaurant situation, I think one texter nailed it just with the city. Rochester. I mean, there's the vicious dog again.
Right.
We have people flying in from all across the globe for Mayo Clinic. Now, I don't know. We used to have a restaurant down there that was kind of like Murray's. I think it closed like 5-6 years ago. But that's a good one. People suggesting Hoyt's, West 7th, and then potentially this might be a winner, Taco John's.
Oh, well, Palenti was a big, a known Taco John's fan.
Taco John's, yeah. Yeah.
Potato Where's Zorba's Olays, I believe. Yeah. Zorba's.
Yeah.
Sure.
Right. Why not? All right. Is Donald Trump going to get $230 million from his law firm, which some of us still call the Department of Justice?
Is he going to get it?
Yeah. You think he's going to get it?
Yes.
I mean,
he's got a bunch of people he's appointed who will be making the decision.
If people missed it, he's suggesting that he was so attacked unfairly, traumatized by the investigations which were taking place with Jack Smith, that he's due financial compensation. In one of his press gaggles this weekend, he suggests, yeah, it's kind of awkward that I would have to okay it. And then he's telling everybody he would give it to charity.
Sure. Sure, he's a big charity guy.
Yeah, I want to see that check to that charitable cause. That's what I would like to see. And this is top 10 ludicrousness that he potentially will sign off on writing himself a check for $230 million.
Well, he deserves it.
Yeah, I mean, that's unbelievable. Okay. Lack of government transparency in your cheers and jeers. I'm very intrigued about this one. Explain what's going on for the folks who are not familiar with this story.
Oh, I have to explain it. Okay. Well, there's a big project being built in Hermantown, which is 20-30 minutes south of Duluth in St. Louis County.
Sure.
Up that way. About 200 acres, this project. It's a Fortune 50 company. That means it's a very big company that we all likely know the name of.
We have to.
Whatever that may be.
Yep.
We don't know who it is. They're trying to build something, again, on 200 acres in Hermantown. And all the public officials up there have signed non-disclosure agreements. So they're negotiating this deal. talking to this outfit, apparently, who's working with Mortenson. I believe it was Mortenson Construction. Was it Mortenson? On this proposal, which sounds a lot like a data center, which, as we all know, are
everywhere.
You know, potentially they everywhere. We don't know how what the impact is going to be. They say, oh, it'll be fine. But we also think they're going to use up a ton of energy and water and potentially cause us to pay higher energy bills. We don't know.
Although a lot of states and a lot of cities are in bidding wars to get those, right?
Right. I know. But we just, it's sort of this new frontier. We don't know how it's all going to shake out. I'm a little suspicious, but I mean, maybe it'll be great. But all these public elected officials negotiating with this company and not really bothering to tell residents what it is, including, I mean, there's people who are going to be living right next door to this, who have land they've owned for years and live on right next door to this project. And there were a lot of objections at a public meeting up in Hermantown this week, and still want an initial, a preliminary approval. And as a long time government watcher, this is often how it goes. I mean, we're just taking this approval to get to the next step. And then the next approval comes along, and they continue sort of pushing it along until, well, it's too late to turn back now.
Yeah, we should be involved at some level. I mean, come on, this is the taxpayers' money. There has to be some information. Let me jump in so we have plenty of time to get to the last one and point out your paper, the Star Tribune. This is Rochelle Olson with us every Friday. Cheers and jeers. The last 2 days had lengthy profiles on who we at least believe are the two clear favorites to be the next mayor of Minneapolis. Today, Jacob Frey, and yesterday, State Senator Omar Fateh. And I'm just going to read the last sentence from Rochelle Olson. That's just one of several examples of shifting stories and positions that city voters should note. I mean, this isn't coming up just from you or me. There are a lot of people who look at positions that the state senator was a part of, whether it was here or when he was in Virginia. And now when he's drawing more scrutiny, rightfully so, because he's so in the mix to be the next mayor. And to me, Rochelle, it looks like he's running and obfuscating from positions he clearly was a part of.
Well, that's certainly one way of looking at it. And I mean,
not disagreeing with me, are you?
I'm not disagreeing with you, but I will say people do change their positions.
Yes.
I change my position.
Yeah,
you change your
fair.
Position.
Sure.
But the deal is, if you're going to change your position, don't then turn around and say, well, the media got, you know, 10 years later, the media 5 years later or whatever, oh, the media got it wrong.
Yep.
You know, just come, fair to say you've evolved your thinking on the matter. It happens all the time for one reason or another, but it seems like he won't really even have that discussion. There's sort of, in my opinion, a pattern here of him sort of blaming everybody else for everything that he gets questioned about, or a lot of things that he gets questioned about. And for me, it raises a lot of red flags. I'm not a Minneapolis voter, but
you cover it. You cover politics.
Yeah.
I'm not either, but I live here. It's the biggest city. It's the economic engine. And again, just on the police vote in you know, the last time in 21. Come on, it was about completely changing the Minneapolis police apparatus, and he's just taking great pains to try to justify his position when there was an enormous defund the police movement on the city council and in parts of the left-leaning part of the Democratic Party, which he is still a part of, which is also very popular in the city of Minneapolis.
Right. I mean, and he was on his campaign literature.
Yes.
He had a picture of himself standing in front of a defund sign.
Right. I mean, it's pretty clear right there.
Right. But again, I mean, why not just have it instead of just saying that wasn't my position, whatever. Say, look, you know, it was a moment of crisis. Was that artful? No. And talk about what you want to do going forward. But it's hard to get a handle on what he really wants. I mean, he is a democratic socialist, so, but he also sort of, I don't know if he poo-poos that so much, but he just doesn't seem to want to get into an open discussion about what his plans are. A lot of defensive posturing.
I agree. I got to jump in. We got to go. Have a great weekend. We'll talk next week.
Thanks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.